The Global Refugee Crisis by Stephanie Sammartino McPherson. Albert Einstein is one of the most famous scientists in history, but did you know that he was also a refugee? Einstein had to flee Germany in the 1930s because he was a victim of religious persecution for being Jewish. This is just one of many interesting facts about refugees throughout the world that is explained in McPherson's expository nonfiction book, The Global Refugee Crisis. The book contains 8 chapters. Notable chapters include Chapter 2, 3, 5, 6, and 8. Chapter 2 is Displaced by World Wars and discusses the reasons for refugees throughout history, starting with the exodus of Jews from Egypt and then refugees from World War I and II. The book then explains how the UN adopted the 1951 Refugee Convention and defined refugees as people who have a well-founded fear of being persecuted for reasons of race, religion, nationality, or membership of a particular social group or political opinion. Chapter 3 is Those Who Seek Refuge Here in America, which discusses how the United States helped refugees from Hungary, Cuba, and Vietnam in the past. The chapter then discusses how the process of accepting refugees became much stricter after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Chapter 5 is Crowded Camps and Dangerous Journeys. In this chapter, readers discover what life is like in camps, how hard it is for refugees to get placed for resettlement, the dangers refugees face when traveling, and the risk of sexual assault for refugees. Chapter 6 is Welcome to the United States and goes through the extensive 14-step process of vetting refugees before they are allowed in the United States. The chapter then discusses finding employment in America and how it can be difficult for refugees. Chapter 8 is Handling the Crisis and talks about different groups and organizations that have assisted refugees. At the end of this chapter is a section called How You Can Help that lists things students can do to help refugees or help raise awareness, such as volunteering or helping to tutor refugee students. With clear chapter and section headings, highlighted facts, pictures, and detailed captions, separate sections with extra details, this book is easily browsable or could be read in full and can be used more to... This book is easily browsable and could be read in full or used to find more information about a specific subject. The book includes a table of contents, glossary, bibliography, and a section of further information where you can find books, films, and websites with more information about refugees. This book is a great starting point when faced with the question, what is life like for refugee children and teens, and how can we help? Because it covers a wide range of topics about refugees and touches on a few specific experiences. It can give readers a good overview and help them narrow their curiosities. This book has accurate information, but it doesn't dive as deep into the struggles of refugees as other resources. It also focuses a lot on the United States' relationship with refugees, but doesn't discuss resettlement into other countries as much.